wonderful Savior.
是耶稣我们的主。
Is Jesus our Lord.
他已经战胜死亡的权势。
He has already conquered the power of death.
如今我们与他一同站在得胜的地位上。
Together with him, we are standing in the ground of victory.
耶稣，你是我们的稳固根基。
Jesus, you're my firm foundation.
你让我们的生命有盼望。
That you give us hope.
我们一同来唱，耶稣。你是我们的稳固。
Let's sing together. Jesus, you're my firm foundation. Beautiful testimony of God's work in their family.
其中弟兄讲到他原本以为他是很有耐心的。
A brother said last night that he thought that he was very patient.
但是当他 带孩子的时候，他发现他的耐心只有那么一点点。
When he realized as he was raising his child that his patience was just a little.
他也提到，神在他让他们家中经历的这一切。
And that God allowed them to experience all that in their lives.
其实是在改变他们夫妻俩。
Is to change both of them.
就像我们下面要唱的诗歌一样。
Just like the hymn we're about to sing.
神是我们的引领。
God is our guide.
他是要引领我们来靠近他。
He is to guide us to draw closer to him.
我想神在每个人的生命当中的带领都不尽相同。
I believe God's guidance in every one of our lives might be a little different.
在路途当中，或许他是要让我们来认识我们自己。
In the process, he might want us to know ourselves.
但最终是要引领我们进到他的国度来认识他。
But ultimately, he is to lead us into his kingdom to know him.
让我们来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this hymn together.
光阴无路之处，虽
Perhaps our life is not the way how we had planned.
但是神是一路引领我们的神。
But God is the God who leads us all the way.
在这一路上，我们没有缺少他的同在。
Along the way, we do not lack His presence.
实在不是我们能够抓住神。
It's not that we can lay hold of God.
实在是神用他的手在引领我们。
But that God leads us with His own hand.
主，愿你带领。
Lord, may you lead us.
走这一生的道路
throughout our lifetime.
在你美好的旨意里面
in your good plan.
让我们来跟随
help us to follow.
消失在。
的神不改变。
But our God never changes.
他的应许不会改变。
His promises never change.
他应许常与我们同在。
He promises that he will always be with us.
无论在高山或是在低谷。
Whether on high hills or low valleys.
主拉着我们的手向前走。
You're holding our hands to lead us on.
主赐给我们顺服的心。
Lord, grant us a heart of obedience.
愿意求你赐给我们信心。
May you grant us faith.
让我们跟随你。
So that we follow you.
因为我们知道你是引领我们那一位的好牧人。
For you are the good shepherd who is leading us.
主求你继续地向我们说话。
May you continue to speak to us.
我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
好，我们请李丽曼姐妹来为我们分享她的见证。
We ask Sister Li Man Lee to share with us.
弟兄姐妹们平安
Peace to brothers and sisters、
我想当我人生呢走到尽头的时候呢
When my life reached its end、
主来寻我
The Lord came to find me、
成为我的救赎主
And became my savior、
我真正呢经历了、诗篇二十三篇
And I really experienced Psalm 23
耶和华是我的牧者
The Lord is my shepherd
我必不致缺乏
I shall not want
那我深信呢我相信
Oh, I believe
主所拣选的人呢一生必在他的引领中呢经历他的复活大能
I firmly believe that those chosen by the Lord will experience his mighty power throughout their lives
所以全能者他顾念我们
For the Almighty One cares for us
我们还有什么缺乏呢
So what could we possibly lack?
信主以前呢、我来自、偶像的家庭所以我从没有听过福音
Before I came to faith, I came from an idolatrous family and had never heard of the gospel
我生长在、台湾南部、很偏远的小渔村
I grew up in a very remote fishing village in southern Taiwan、
我父亲呢在我十五岁那年呢、他、因为被人杀害死亡
My father was murdered when I was 15
那我家中有六个兄弟姐妹
There were six of us siblings
我排行老三
And I was the third oldest
那我的母亲呢、没有读过书所以不认识字
My mother was illiterate、because she never went、to school
所以只能够打零工、过生活
So she could only、work in,、in a、very low paid job、
所以生活很辛苦
And so life was tough
我记得呢、我、当我父亲过世那年，我是国中二年级，要升三年级。
And so when my father passed away, I was going into
初中
middle school.
对，二年级。
Second year in middle school.
对，那我的母亲呢？因为就是刚丧偶，所以那个心里的痛呢，因为。没有人可以诉说
Because、my father passed away and my mother it was very difficult、to be comforted
对所以他每次呢到深夜、睡觉的时候小孩子都睡了大概十二点到一点的时候
So a lot of times when kids fall, in the middle of the night
对十二点到一点
From 12 to about 1 o'clock
就会起来，然后、走向海边。
My mother would get out of bed and would walk to the seaside.
那因为我排行老三，两个姐姐在外工作。
And so I was the third oldest, and my older two siblings, they would work outside of the home.
所以家里就属于我就比较年长一点。那我就跟着母亲，我晚上其实是不太敢睡觉，因为我怕我母亲会发生什么事，所以我就跟着她。
And so because I'm the third in line, and so I would stay awake and try to follow my mom to see what she was doing.
所以她就走到海边。
So we walked to the seaside.
我很怕她自杀。
I was so afraid that she would commit suicide.
所以我在这样子的情况下呢，就是我白天呢早上就是还没早上起床呢，我会我先送报纸，就是打零工。
So in the morning, after getting up, I would deliver a newspaper.
那放学呢，我回家呢就会，因为渔村嘛，有网，渔网。
After class, then because it was a fishing village, so I would use a fish net.
我就帮忙做这些手工，就是织网，织那个鱼的那个那个很沉的那个铅，对。就这样子到毕业。
So I would make fish nets.
对，那为了家计，所以为了家庭的生计。
For the survival livelihood of the family.
对，所以我国中毕业就马上北上到工厂去当女工。
After graduating from a middle school, I would go and work in a factory.
那随着年纪渐渐增长。但家里的状况有比较改善。
As years passed, our family circumstance did improve a little bit.
但其实就是因为我父亲是他杀。
Because my father was murdered.
对，被杀害。所以家人其实那个内心的那个伤害，尤其对孩子，不要说对我母亲，对孩子，其实那个里面有一个。就是一个突然，因为父亲的突然离世，就是他杀突然离世，所以连最后一面也没有见到。当见到就是尸体。
And so because my dad's death was so sudden, and the hurt within us was very deep.
所以那个孩子的里面其实是很没有安全的。所以我们对金钱对于亲情这一方面其实是很匮乏的。
And we felt very insecure, and also because we were lacking money.
很难想象逢年过节大家亲人见到会很开心。
Usually when we all gather together for holidays, we should be very happy.
我们也很开心。
Yes, we were happy.
但是我们里面有一个很埋在里面的那个惧怕跟没有爱。
But deep inside, we have this sense of insecurity, lovelessness, and fear.
所以我们连碰到手、拥抱，这是在我家是不可能的事情。
So in our family, touching, even light touch or hugging, is out of the question.
所以当我认识主以后，我才知道，原来我们里面缺乏爱。
It was until after I believed in the Lord that I realized that we are so lack of love.
那后来呢？我大概到大概二十几岁认识我的先生。
And then by the time I was in my 20s, I get to know my husband.
我们爱情长跑了十二年。
And we were together for about 12 years before we got married.
那可是结婚两年。
And then after we got married for 2 years,
对，他就遇到，他也是遇到他杀。
And then he also was killed.
他做生意。
Yeah, because of a business deal.
然后遇到有一位客人因为要退货。
There was a customer who wanted to return the merchandise.
那因为他想说把要退货要跟工厂跟原厂讲，然后看怎么样协商再让他退货。
And he was trying to negotiate with the factory to try to figure out how to return the merchandise.
可是对方并没有就是 不肯，对方不肯，所以就伙同他的堂弟跟堂弟的朋友，就从袭击他。
But it was not approved, and therefore he was very agitated.
那个时候我的孩子，两岁，一岁八个月。
At that time, my son, my child was 2 years and 8 months old.
那因为支气管性肺炎住院
，and was hospitalized because of acute pneumonia.
那我接到我先生被杀害的时候，其实我的孩子在住院。
When I got the news that my husband was murdered, my child was actually in the hospital.
那我在医院接到那个警察打电话说，哦，你的先生在医院。
Well, in the hospital, I got a phone call telling me that your husband is in the ICU.
那可是我的孩子在另外一间医院。
But then my child was in another hospital.
对，那我当下是慌了。
So at that time, I was so scared.
我想，哎，怎么？我孩子在医院，可是我的先生被送到另外一间急诊室。
So my child is in this hospital, but then my husband is being admitted to another hospital.
对，所以我慌到，其实我不知道我怎么过去。
I was so scared that I didn't know how to handle this.
对，但所以当警察跟我讲说坐计程车。你赶快坐计程车过来。
The police told me on the phone, why don't you just take the taxi so you can come over here?
对，但我的孩子怎么办？他在住院。
But then what am I going to do with my child? He's still in the hospital.
对，那我就请护士人员先帮我看。
So then I asked the nurse in the hospital to take care of my child at the time.
我赶快赶到另外一间医院，到我先生那边急诊室看了解情况。
And then rushed to the hospital where my husband was being admitted to see what is going on.
对，那医生跟我讲他的脑压很高。
The doctor told me that the pressure in his brain was super high.
对，没有办法开刀。
And they cannot operate on him.
但我又不能久留在。加护病房外面等他情况看情况。
And I cannot stay outside of the ICU
等
to wait.
对，那我只好就是丢着想，我跟医生讲说，可不可以帮我先生转院到，因为我孩子在住院，转到一起。
I asked the doctor if I can transfer my husband from this hospital to the hospital where my child was in.
但医生说，他很严重，完全不能碰他，只能够等到他的脑压退，然后看情况。
The doctor said he's in critical condition, and therefore you cannot move transport him to another place.
对，但我就选择就是好，那我没办法动我先生，那我只好赶回孩子的医院。
So since I could not wait outside of the ICU where my husband was, so I rushed back to the hospital where my child was.
对，那个时候时间是清晨，大概4-5点左右。
At that time, it was about 4 or 5 a.m.
对，我在那边，我赶到我孩子的医院，我想把我的孩子办出院，他还没有疗程，还没有完，还没有结束。我只得把他办出院。
When I got back to that hospital, I wanted to check my child out of that hospital so that I can rush back to where my husband was.
对，那我在那边等待的时候，其实那我现在回想
，Now when I think back,
其实没有主的人很可怜，没有主耶稣的人非常可怜。
Those without Jesus is very pitiful.
当下只有心就是纠结，不知所措。
And I had no idea what to do, how to handle the whole situation.
因为我的先生是我的依靠嘛。
Because my husband was the one whom I depended on.
我没有主可以求。
I had At that time, I had no one, no Lord to depend on.
对，然后一直等待，等待到早上可以办出院的时候。
So I waited until morning time when I can do something.
那医生说，他的疗程还没有结束，你要把他办出院。
Because I wanted to check my child out, and the doctor said we haven't finished the treatment on your child yet, so you cannot leave.
对，但我没有办法。我没有办法跟他诉说整个缘由，因为我讲不出来。
I couldn't tell the doctor what was going on.
那个时候我接到一个电话。
And at that time, I got a phone call.
他跟我讲，我的先生已经过世了。
That is, my husband just passed away.
那我就抱着我的孩子，要出院。
And I was holding my child and ready to check my child out.
我记得我在到医院，到医院门口那个转角，那个车来车往的地方。
So I was right there by the door of the hospital where there was a corner where I can turn.
我就坐在大马路旁边，我就嚎啕大哭了。
I was just sitting right there on the street crying out loud.
因为没有神的人，他顿时就。他失去了他的依靠嘛。
Because at the time I had no Lord to depend on. That is for someone like me at the time with no one to rely on.
那这当中呢，神也来寻找我。
And in the midst of all this, the Lord came and seek me out.
因为杀害我先生的其中一位罪犯，他在服兵役。
One of the people who murdered my husband, he was serving in the military.
那有一天军中打电话来给我。
And then one day, someone from the military called me.
对，他们向我传福音。
To try to share the gospel with me.
我当然是拒绝了。
And so of course I refused.
因为对于未信的人，他需要的是就是面对那个就是。挑起那个担子，要养家。
Because for me at the time, I need to pick up the burden, the responsibility of raising my family.
对，养孩子，然后养我的母亲。Take care. 我的母亲也是寡妇。
Take care of my child and take care of my mom, who is also a widow.
那其实这中间呢，我跟我母亲的关系呢，渐渐在恶化。
And then my relationship with my mother was getting worse over time.
我经营一家便当店。我经营便当店，我开便当店。
I opened a bento box restaurant.
所以我跟人之间看似就是蛮活泼、蛮乐观的。
And so I would be busy all day long.
但其实里面。内心里面非常的扭曲
，But inwardly I was so disturbed.
自卑
，low self-esteem，
然后忧郁症
，and depression.
经常呢，我早上醒过来呢，是像针扎似的那种头痛似的醒过来的。
Oftentimes in the morning, as I wake up, I will wake up.Because there was this sharp shooting headache.
对，但我的母亲呢，在我先生过世后呢，很快她就是搬来跟我同住。
My mother moved in with me shortly after my husband was murdered.
对，帮我照顾小孩。
To help me take care of my child.
然后她也怕我自杀。
And she also was afraid that I would commit suicide.
那可是我。没有，那个时候我没有看见我的母亲的好。
But at that time, I didn't see how good my mother was.
我反倒是责怪她，恨她。
On the contrary, I was blaming it on her.
我觉得我那么苦，你为什么把我生下来
？I'm in such pain. Why did you even give birth to me?
我生下来，如果只有责任。跟只有责任，没有我看不到我前面的方向。
I only saw my responsibility, but I saw no direction ahead of me.
没有盼望。
And I was hopeless.
不是钱的问题。
It's not just a matter of money.
因为便当店可以供应我们的生活所需。
Because the money I make from the bento box business can basically give us what we need for our livelihood.
是我人生中那个时候其实我才三十岁。
At that time, I was only in my 30s.
对，那我经历了我父亲的他杀跟被人杀害，跟我先生又同样是被人杀害。
Going through having my father being murdered as well as my own husband being murdered.
我做错了什么？我做错了什么
？I was asking, what have I done wrong?
对，以致我的人生怎么才三十岁就一团糟？
Why is it that I'm in my 30s, but yet my life is a mess?
所以我把所有的错都怪罪在我母亲身上。
So I put all the blame on my mother.
所以我对我的母亲极尽的尖酸刻薄。
I was very harsh and mean to my mother.
打个比方讲，我每个月给我母亲生活费。
For example, the allowance that I give my mother.
对。金额都不小，就是。
I gave her a significant amount of allowance.
但我总是一手拿着生活费给她。
But I would put the money in my hand.
一手要跟她讲很尖酸刻薄的话。
And then, although I had the money in my hand to give her, but on the other hand, I would say something very mean.
打个比方讲。
And for example.
我跟她讲，你看，如果没有我。那你真的是很惨。
See, if it's without me, you would be suffering.
对，但你给了我什么
？But what have you given me?
所以我们的关系可想而知，就是我母亲在我面前，她一直觉得是亏欠我。
So, basically, the relationship on my end, I feel that she really shortchanged me.
我 对人生，当然对人之间，对人生的看法是非常负面的。
So toward life, I was so negative.
所以内心的那个扭曲，其实外表看不出来，里面其实已经是，不管是愤世嫉俗。
Inwardly, I was very twisted.
对，也当然。怨天尤人。
And I was complaining to heaven and earth.
对，那我的这中间呢，其实神又差派人来找我。
And then God sent someone to find me.
对，那我便当店旁边有一位就是特教班的老师。
The next store, there's another store owner next to mine, who was
老师
who was a teacher,
特别生就是
for a special ed teacher,
他来找我，带我去教会
，and came to talk to me and brought me to church.
对，那个时候因为我小妹跟我约好，我们觉得就是这个信仰好像帮不上我们，我们老了要来信耶稣了。
My younger sister told me that, well, this faith can't really help us, but wait until we get older, we can believe in something.
对，行。那我当然答应他啦，我就去了教会。
So, nevertheless, I did comply and went with her to church.
那确实诗歌很感动我。
And the hymn moved me very much.
但是因为可能那个教会刚特会结束，所以大家很火热。
Maybe because the conference just ended, and so everyone was very zealous.
所以吓到我了，我想说这是宗教狂热分子嘛。
And that really shocked me. I thought everyone is a fanatic.
那会后呢，艾燕姐妹问了我一件事。
And then afterwards, during our lunch together, a sister asked me.
对，她问我说。你认为你能够上天堂吗
？She said, "Do you think you can go up to heaven?"
我那时候很质疑，我说，当然啦、啊，如果我不能上天堂，那谁能上天堂
？I said very confidently, "Well, of course I can. If I can't go to heaven, then I don't think anyone else can."
那年我四十岁。
At that time, I was about 40 years old.
就这样子过了大概三到四个月。
And then about 3 or 4 months later,
我的小妹跟我一起工作嘛。
Because my younger sister works with me.
那我们礼拜，其实主日我以前都休息了，早就休息。
In the past, on Sundays, I always take off.
对，那有一天呢，礼拜六的下午，就礼拜六，我妹约我，就是礼拜天要去那个大卖场 shopping mall。
And so my younger sister asked me one Saturday afternoon to go to a shopping mall the next day.
那有一位我的保险员邀我喝咖啡。
And then someone also asked me to have coffee with them.
所以我就跟他讲说，如果你可以等我，就是喝完咖啡以后，我们再去逛街。
So how about after we go get coffee and then we go shopping?
我妹没有出现，妹妹没有出现。
And, but then my younger sister never showed up.
那星期一工作的时候呢？星期一。
Well, and then comes Monday at work.
对，很忙，我的妹妹没有出现。
We're very busy, but then my sister still did not show up.
对，那我餐饮工作很忙乱的，很忙的。
And because our store was just so busy.
以至于我根本没有想说，这人到底发生了什么事情。
I never even tried to figure out what happened to her.
我只是一边忙乱，一边心里生气她。
I was busy, but on the other hand, I was kind of mad at her.
为什么没有告知一声，没有出现呢？
Why is it that you don't show up for work?
一直到休息时间，下午大概两点。
Until about two in the afternoon, when it's time for a break.
我打电话给我妹婿。
I call my brother, brother-in-law.
因为我一直找不到我妹。
Because I couldn't find my younger sister.
然后我妹婿跟他并不知道发生了什么事。
And he does not know what happened to her either.
他一直说没事啊。
He said, "Well, I don't think anything happened."
那我就睡午觉嘛。我就睡午觉，结果电话马上响了。
So then I took a short nap, and then the phone rang.
我妹婿打电话来说，我妹自杀了。
And then I was given the news that my younger sister committed suicide.
那个时候我必须讲一下，我的小妹刚刚买房子。
And at that time, my younger sister just bought a house.
有一个儿子五岁。
And with a son at the age of 5.
有刚生一个女儿，一岁，大概一岁。
And also just had a daughter about 1 year old.
对，那，她没有经济压力，因为她的贷款非常低，台湾也非常低率。
She had no financial pressure because at that time her mortgage was very low.
对，她的先生是机械工程师。
And her husband is an engineer.
所以她没有任我想不通这人为什么会自杀。
I just cannot imagine why she committed suicide.
所以当我接到电话的时候，其实我真的是没有办法接受。
When I got the phone call, I just could not accept it.
然后一边也很自责。
On the other hand, I felt I really scolded myself.
对，所以当我记得那时候我去，我小孩刚好下课。
At that time, my child so happened to be gotten out of school.
对，我去载他回家的路上。
I was on my way home after picking up my child.
我在车上就嚎啕大哭。
While sitting in the car, I was weeping.
不知道我的小孩都连话都不敢讲一句，也不敢问怎么了。
My child sitting in the car dare not to ask any questions or make any noise at all.
对，那我用七天的时间帮我妹办，一起就把她出殡了，就把她对。
I spent the next 7 days handling her funeral service.
对，那不过那才真是黑暗的开始。
And that was a time. When darkness finally began.
因为当我母亲知道我妹烧炭自杀以后呢
，After my mother found out that my younger sister committed suicide，
其实她可想而知，你想一个先生过世了，然后一个女儿这么年轻丧偶，然后一个女儿怎么又烧炭自杀
？After her own husband was murdered, and then now her own daughter has committed suicide。
所以，她住在我的家里。
So she was living with us。
她天天就是哭。
She would be crying day after day。
那我除了哭以外，我还要应付工作。
Aside from crying, I still had to go to work。
所以我很愤怒。
I was in such rage。
对，我也很伤心。
And I was also very sad at the same time.
还有内疚。
And also blame myself for a lot of things.
对，我认为所有责任都在我。
I thought that is all because of me. It's all my fault.
那我上面有母亲。
I have mother that I need to take care of.
下面有儿子嘛。
And then I have my son to take care of.
对，所以我觉得我那个时候真的走不下去了。
I just felt that I cannot go on.
我想人生如果这么苦，
if life is so bitter,
那活着干嘛嘞？
Then why should I bother living?
对，所以我就邀我的母亲，那否则我们也走了吧。
So I told my mother, why don't we just let go, just go?
对，那感谢主。
But thank the Lord.
这时候主又来找我了。
The Lord came to find me again.
对，那我就这个保险员呢，在崇义兄的在伯大尼聚会。
And in Taiwan, I went to Brother Chong Chong Yi's church.
那崇义兄他的感动就牧者，所以我想是每个就神的儿女，神给我们一个感动。
God would give us that inspiration.
旁边有需要的人
as a child of God, and when we see people around us with a need,
我就是这个人
and I was that person in such need.
对，那他就来探望我
He came to visit me.
那我当然也是拒绝
and of course I refused.
所以我们旁边的人拒绝我们，不要觉得很压抑。
So when we try to reach out to people around us, if they refuse, don't be too surprised.
那可是她那个姐妹一直就说哦，只要一点点时间就好，给我个五分钟，或给我个十分钟、三十分钟以内，一定就我们就离开，不打扰你休息。
But then the sister said to me, just give us 5 minutes, 10 minutes, we won't bother you for too long.
但所以这样子福音就来到我这里。
That was how the gospel reached me.
崇兄讲的就是这神是孤儿的神，是寡妇的，是孤儿的父，是寡妇的神。
Brother Chong, he shared with me at the time that God is the father of the fatherless.And he is the protector of the widow.
其实那个时候，其实我已经都不相信了。我就好有神有鬼，但我敬他远之。
At that time, I just thought, well, there is God and there is also the devil. I just want to stay far, far away from both.
因为我觉得我的问题没有人能够，没有任何可以解决的方案。
And I felt that all the problems I face, no one can solve them.
但他跟我传了这福音以后呢，其实我就开始经历到神迹了。
And then after the gospel reached me, I began to experience God's doing.
举个例，就我下午休息的时候。
So just to give an example, in the afternoon when normally I would take a break.
对，我这我刚刚讲，我先过世以后，我其实。常常是头痛，针扎似的醒过来。
So after my husband passed away, I oftentimes would be waken up by a shooting sharp headache.
那有一天下午，我当然也是挣扎似的。
One afternoon, it was the same.
对，那 我想，那时候崇义兄跟我讲这耶稣会医治，其实我是不相信的。
At that time, Brother Chong Yi shared with me that Jesus can heal you, but I did not believe him.
因为这样医生要干嘛嘞？
Because if that's the case, then what do doctors do?
对，但那个时候我头痛，我真是痛到我觉得我真是要把我换一颗头才行了。
At that time, my headache was hurting so bad that I wish I can have another head.
但那个时候我就按着我的头呼叫耶稣。
But then I would put my hand on my head and cry, and call upon Jesus.
对，如果你是真的，那你医治我。
And I asked the Lord, heal me.
从那时候到现在15年，我没有痛过一次。
From that time on until this very day, my headache has not come back.
对，是神来找我。
God came to find me.
对，然后我受洗。
And then I was baptized.
对，我就受洗。一直到去年的是五月。
Until May of last year.
我家又发生一件重大事件。
And something, another major event happened in my family.
我的二姐呢，因为精神问题，精神。
My second older sister, because of mental health issue,
出现幻听幻觉。
She started having some hallucinations.
那我跟她传福音传了，大概也十五年。
I shared the gospel with her for about 15 years.
对，但神借由这件事情呢，让我的二姐呢，可以把她的工作呢。就是结束。
And through this, my sister will end her employment.
对，因为她在南部呢，开个人工作室，美容个人工作室。
Because the place where she worked require about
five
五个人。
美容工作室。Beauty salon. It was a beauty salon. 对，所以就马上带他北上，对，离开南部的工作，马上北上。
马上。
就是立刻，立刻。
So she quit her job and then she moved north.
对，立刻北上。那这中间我先带他到教会。
I brought her to church right away.
先寻求神的医治。
To seek God's healing.
那主就开了一扇门。
And then the Lord opened up the door.
就开始有一些环境动工，就是有一个疗养院。
And there was a place where she can get rehabilitation.
主预备一位医生医治她。
The Lord prepared a doctor who can treat her.
对，但住着住着并没有马上好。
And of course, the place where she lived wasn't the best.
对，她变成瘫痪。
And so she became
变瘫痪。
She became paralyzed.
对，不晓得是用药或者是怎么样，我不知道。
Not sure if it was because of the medication she was on.
对，那但因为这个时候我们已经受浸，我已经有神了，而且是十五年了。
Because I already believe in the Lord for 15 years, I have the Lord.
对，那。教会呢，马上就是弟兄姐妹都知道这样的情况，所以教会全体发动一个紧急的代祷。
Right away, the entire church mobilized everyone to start interceding.
对，每位弟兄姐妹为姐姐祷告。
Everyone pray for my older sister.
对，那就在她瘫痪的时候，很严重的时候。
It was when she was having the bad case of paralysis.
因为他的情况没有办法动用到任何的医疗资源。
Because of her situation, they could not use any medication at the time.
政府的医疗福利。
Or use any of the insurance coverage from the government.
所以以致我把他带回家。
So I brought her home to be with me.
那瘫痪因为也没办法请到看护。
Because of her paralysis, we could not hire any caregivers.
对，所以我母亲跟我轮流照顾。
So my mother and I, we both took turn taking care of her.
对，那这，就到一个尽头的时候，就是她，因为她没办法走。
Because she could not walk, and we came to our wit's end.
医生也没办法给任何答案。
The doctors could not offer us any answers.
对，她为什么会变成这样子？
Why did she end up like this?
她的幻听，有解决了。
And then she also has a hallucination, had hallucinations.
但她瘫痪了。
But she is paralyzed.
所以当我们祷告，我突然就是读到撒勒法的寡妇那一篇。
And then I, when I read the scripture, I read of the widow of Zarephath.
对，那我相信就是，如果已经走到一个医疗都没有办法的时候，没有人能救她了。
No one could save her because she has come to the end of medical intervention.
对，所以我们就停止用药了。
So we stopped.All the medications.
单单就依靠神。
Just simply rely on God.
感谢主，就没多久，我姐就能走了。
We thank the Lord that shortly after that, she could start moving.
所以直到现在，她每个主日都跟我一起去聚会。
Until this very day, she could walk and she could go to church with me.
对，然后她受洗已经归入主名下。
And then she also was baptized into the Lord's name.
对，我想这位神真是，非常顾念我们。
This God cares for us so much.
对，在我还没有认识他的时候，他就已经，为我准备好所有一切的人数来帮助我。
Before I knew him, he already prepared all the things, all the people and events to help me.
对，给我力量能够，走到他的面前。
Give me strength so that I can come to him.
所以我想，大概就是，这举出一点点的例子，就是说，这神在我们的生命中。
And to give another example that God in our lives,
他从不误事。
He never fails.
虽然我经历很多的，看似，苦难。
Although we go through sufferings,
受阻
even curses,
但这位神真是好神
but this God is a good God,
而且是全能的主
and He is also the Almighty One.
他知道我在哪个阶段，会遇到什么事情
He knows what I will encounter at which stage.
也派遣各样的人到我们旁边来帮助我。
And he sends different people to my side to help me.
所以，我们现在所，我所面临的每件事情
，every single thing that I encounter，
我想这中间需要的，力量跟恩典。
We need strength and grace.
对，主都为我预备了。
And yet the Lord has prepared it all for me.
对，感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
对，我就一点点的见证到这里。对
，just want to share，
有点超过时间。
Share my testimony with everyone。
对，对，好，那就谢谢各位。
Thank you。
我们非常感谢我们弟兄姐妹给我们分享他们的故事。
We're very grateful to our brother and our sisters who shared their testimonies with us.
他们度过非常不容易的日子。
They have gone through some very tough days.
带给我们那么美好的见证。
And therefore they're able to bring us such beautiful testimonies.
他们也曾经跟我们一样。
They were just like us.
觉得人生似乎都平静安稳。
Feeling that as if everything is peaceful and stable.
觉得可以应付明天的日子。
And that we'll be able to face what comes tomorrow.
一个将要出生的心，一个婴孩。
A baby that was just about to be born.
一个安定的日子。
Some stable times.
但是 谁知道明天会带来那么大的风暴？
But who would know that tomorrow would bring about such a storm?
是我们都害怕的事会发生。
The things that would frighten us, they do happen.
似乎他们的人生就永远改变。
As if their lives forever changed.
这些故事，这些见证告诉我们
，These stories, these testimonies, they all tell us，
人生充满变化
，That lives are filled with changes，
不是我们今天可以预测的
，It's not something that we can predict，
也不是人的力量、人的智慧可以应付的
，No man's strength or wisdom can face。
但有一件事不改变
，But there is one thing that does not change，
是我们以往不知道的。
And it is something that we didn't know in the past.
原来神离我们不远。
That is, God actually is not far from us.
他一直靠近我们身旁。
He is always close by our side.
没有一个环境对他是太难的。
There is not one circumstance that is too hard for him.
他永远他的力量，他的供应。带我们度过这一天。
His strength, his provision can lead us through this day.
他是靠近我们的神。
He is a God who draws close to us.
我们每一个环境临到。
Every circumstance that come upon us.
事实上，我们年纪越长。
Actually, the older we get.
我们真的知道人非常的孤单。
We all come to know that we...Human beings are very lonely.
你的痛苦，你的软弱，只有你自己感受。
Your suffering, your weakness, only you know.
我们一起来经历这位离我们不远的神。
Let us together experience this God who is not far from us.
不要惧怕明天。
Don't be afraid of tomorrow.
他仍旧靠近我们。
He still draws close to us.
他知道我们心里的惧怕，知道我们的软弱。
He knows the fear and the weaknesses we have inside.
他每一天给我们那一点力量，让我们能够度过今天。
Every day he gives us that little bit of strength which we need so much to go through this day.
因此我们对明天有盼望。
Therefore we can have hope for tomorrow.
我们的人生握在自己手里。
Our life is not held in our own hands.
我们的人生可以有非常不一样的人生。
Our lives can be very different.
让耶稣来到我每一天里生活里。
That is, let the Lord come into my everyday life.
不管我们信主或不信主。
Whether we believe in the Lord or not.
让耶稣来到每一天里生活里。
Let Jesus come into the everyday life.Of mine.
让耶稣来到你每一个事情里面。
Let Jesus come into every single matter of your life.
我们弟兄姐妹
，We brothers and sisters.
他们现在生活满了平安跟喜乐。
Our brothers and sisters who share the testimony with us, their lives are filled with peace and joy.
不仅够他们家使用。
Not only it is enough for them to use.
他们还能够帮助别人。
They even have more.To help others.
他们都说他们是一个团体帮助他们度过苦难的日子。
They said it was the corporate body that helped them go through the days of suffering.
我们有神，我们有神的家。
We have God and we have God's family.
我们能够彼此扶持。
We can support each other.
我们谢谢弟兄姐妹给我们那么好的见证。
We thank our brother and our sisters very much for their beautiful testimony.
我们一起来唱首诗歌。
Let's sing a hymn together.
我生命有何等奇妙的大改变。
I have such a great change, what a wonderful change in my life has been wrought.
你觉得你的基督徒生活平淡吗？
Is your Christian life very filled with boredom?
让耶稣来到你的生活里。
Let Jesus come into your life.
我们一起来唱这首诗歌。
Let's sing this together.
请大家起立，我们一同来
唱。Let's all rise.
的生命有何等奇妙给他改变，自耶稣来住在我心，我旧目的光辉今朝又焕见，自耶稣来住在我心，自耶稣来住在我心，自耶稣来住在我心，喜乐潮引我魂入海涛之滚滚，自耶稣来住在我心，心已平安，不再受罪控告，自耶稣来住在我心，我罪恶的捆绑从我身全脱掉，自耶稣来住在我心，自耶稣来住在我心，自耶稣来住在我心，如海涛之滚滚，自耶稣来住在我心，看见众的俘虏皆变色又虚伪，自耶稣来住在我心，生活中的忧虑因我不再缠累，自耶稣来住在我心，自耶稣来住在我心，自耶稣来住在我心，喜乐潮引我魂入海涛之滚滚，自耶稣来住在我心，胸襟的火箭我里面已爆竹，自耶稣来住在我心，有天悲哀不再感生活苦，自耶稣来住在我心，自耶稣来住在我心，自耶稣来住在我心，如海涛之滚滚，自耶稣来住在我心，旧历史全都过，无声诉着流连，自耶稣来住在我心，这有福的盼望吸引我去往天，来住在我心，自耶稣来住在我心，自耶稣来住在我心，喜乐潮与我魂入海涛之滚滚，自耶稣来住在我心，
主耶稣，我们何等的感谢你。
Jesus, we're so grateful.
这首歌实在是我们每一个人的经历。